How many of you have seen the National Cancer Action Team? I talk a lot about NCAP, and I'm presuming people know that. Document about what CNSs do and the contribution to cancer care from CNSs. Not many. Okay. It's a really good document. When people are being challenged about roles and what we do, we're not good at nurses about describing what we do. Historically, we're very bad at being able to say, we do this. And actually, a lot of CNS roles are hidden. We do it one-to-one with patients in rooms, over the phone. It's not a role that is very visible. It's not like being a ward nurse. Nursing directors, chief execs, they know what nurses on the ward do. They see it every day. They see the acuity data. They see the admissions, the discharges. They don't see what you do as a group of specialist nurses. And we've got to get better at describing what we do, and we have to start using the right language, the language that makes sense to them. I think this is a good all-round summary of how wide these roles have become, really, because they have grown away from that traditional support and information. That's key to what we do. We can never, ever lose that. It's the most important thing we do for patients. However, the roles have widened enormously, and we take on many more responsibilities within the team. Many of you will have management responsibilities in tracking patients, avoiding breaches, all of those things that put their... My heckle's rising slightly. But all of those things that come with being nursing and playing a leadership role within the MDT, because I truly believe that nurses do that, and we should aim to do that. I know it's very hard in MDT meetings at times. Sometimes nursing doesn't feel it's got a voice, but the only way nursing gets a voice is if we stand up and be counted, and we need to start doing that more. Can you move the slide on for me, please?